This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We are up to Simen Kuf Lamed Daled. Welcome, everybody. Well, I want to take this opportunity to tell everybody. I know we're launching our annual Machon Magen Rakia campaign. If anybody would perhaps consider participating, the best way you could help us out is to set up a team page. Even if you don't plan on reaching out to anybody, it's really a very big chizuk to us if you would consider doing so. Okay, we're continuing in Simen Kuf Lamed Daled. The Mechaber began, actually, the Rama's comments open up Simen Kuf Lamed Daled, and the Rama started off by saying that the minhag is v'marbe b'tachnunim on Monday and Thursday. And the Mechaber said, v'hu racham, that we say the kol ram. The Mechaber's opening is a little bit unusual because he just says, v'hu racham, v'oimim ayisai b'kol ram. Well, what about v'hu racham? In other words, it's interesting how the Rama added words to the Mechaber here, because the Rama starts off, noyagim laharazachnum b'sheinu v'chamishi, v'oimrim, and now the Mechaber kicks in, v'hu racham. But how are you supposed to read the Mechaber before the Rama came along? You know, before there was a Rama, the Mechaber just began with the word, v'hu racham. And you say it b'kol ram, and if you don't say it standing, you're considered over on a takana, and you're called a poiretz geder. Actually, the v'hu racham was compiled by somebody randomly sent me a message this morning, and I usually don't look at my messages before Mishnah Brura, but I have to get somebody here a passport. Somebody randomly who'd had no idea I'm learning Hilchos v'hu racham, but because I learned with him the Chida, sent me that the Kolboy says that v'hu racham was composed by three tzaddikim who were thrown into a fire and were saved. That's who the composers of v'hu racham are. The Chida happens to say that you have to say v'hu racham standing, and you have to say it, the Chida says, with your feet together, because it's keneged the Yud Ches Brachos of Shemana Esrei. That's what the Chida brings in the Tziporen Shamir. Anyway, we saw in the Mishnah Brura that not everybody agrees that you're considered a Poiretz Geder if you sit down. You're only a Poiretz Geder if you don't say it at all. But if you don't say it Ba'amida, you're not considered a Poiretz Geder. Fine. The Rama continues, V'chein Ogin La'amrei Me'uma, the minhag is to say it standing. We do not say it b'kol ram. The Mechaber said b'kol ram. The minhag is to say it standing, but we say it b'lachash. Since Monday and Thursday are days of Hashem's goodwill, therefore the minhag is to fast on them. The minhag is to fast on Monday and Thursdays. Says the Mishnah Brura, Balachash, Kamoi b'tfilah Shemana Esrei, Sha'omer Moisei Balachash. Oh, that fits well in with what we learned from the Chida, that you put your feet together and it's keneged the brachas of Shemana Esrei, so it's said Balachash as well. The Matei Moshe says this the idea that we brought, because three zakenim were masakein v'huracham, each one was masakein achelek. Each chelek has 18 mentions of Hashem's name, keneged yud ches brachos. Therefore, they say it ba'amida uvelachash. What's the reason for the de'a rishayna? V'tam de'a rishayna k'dei la'orer hakavana. The reason for the first de'a is to be ma'or kavana. V'nara nara upashtei. Each river spreads out on its course. In other words, you could do whatever you want. However, That's what the Mishnah Brura says. The Rama L'chayr would not say you could do whatever you want. The Rama would say you could do it b'lachash. The Mishnah Brura, though, is saying each community should do their custom. Yesh oimim d'chshayisayim v'huracham koydem asher tzibor Yamtim im racha mechanen al ha-shliach tzibor v'noifel imoy. Some say that when you finish v'hu racham before the shliach tzibor, you should wait with, before you put your head down, with the shliach tzibor and fall down with him. Nowadays, most people don't wait for the tzibor. And everyone falls down at when it's good for them. Ayin sham. Now, why does the Mishnah Berurah say that Yesh Oimim Dechshamasayim Vuracham Kam Shatzir Yamtim Im Racham Mechanan? Why does they Ramtim in Vayomer David El Gad? Because the Mishnah Berurah says you don't say Vayomer David El Gad. It's not La Halacha. You don't say that sentence Vayomer David El Gad. It's in parentheses. You know, like in the Gemara, when something's in parentheses, you don't read it. That's the rule. If Kol Shekein when it's in the parentheses in the Siddur. But just pointing out, the Mishnah Berurah, we never saw the Mishnah Berurah says Vayomer David El Gad. Here also, it's conspicuously absent. Therefore, we fast on Monday and Thursday. Look at the end of Siman Tav Kof Pei. Somebody just asked me a question the other day. They find it very easy to fast. Sometimes it's 5 o'clock and they realize they're fasting. So they wanted to know, should they fast? Because for them it's very easy to fast. It's like, not only that, they wanted to actually fast 2 or 3 days. They could do it very easily. I'm not sure what to say. But anyway, I think for starters, I said last Friday would be a good day to fast, you know. It's brought down in halacha. If you like, you know, if you're a faster and it's easy for you to fast and it doesn't affect you, so l'chayr, the next step would be Monday and Thursday? I don't know. Anyway, Sif Beis, Mare Pnei Kesivas Sefer Torah La'am. You show the face of the writing of the Sefer Torah to the people, Ha'imdim Li'aminoi V'Lesmoilai, that are standing to the right and to his left. U'machziroi L'fanav L'achrav, he turns it in front of him to the back. Shem Mitzvah Al Kol Anoshim V'Noshim Lirois Haksav. It is a mitzvah for all men and women to see the writing of the Torah, v'lechroya, and to bow, v'loimer, and to say, v'zois ha-Torah, asher sam Moshe l'fnei b'nei Yisrael, and Torah Hashem Temima, meshivas nafesh. There's a mitzvah to see the ksav. It's not a mitzvah to see the Sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah to see the ksav. We're going to see, if you point to the Sefer Torah by Vizois HaTorah, but you're not seeing the Ksav, that was a premature pointing. You don't point until you see the written part, not just you see the Sefer Torah. You have to see the Ksav. You don't have to read the Ksav, but you have to see the Ksav. Yeah, you see in the Mechaber, it's a halacha. The mitzvah is to see the Ksav. It happens to be, the Mechaber is talking about before Kriyas HaTorah. Not after. This is the minhag of the Svaradim, before Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Ches. HaMechaber Kasav Din Zeh Koidim Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. The Mechaber writes this before Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Shekein minhag HaSvaradim La'agbiya Koidim HaKriya V'ayin L'kaman B'hagah Sheminhagin Olasas Hagba Achar HaKriya. We do it after. The Shi'ar Knesset Hagdol explains, the reason we do it after is because of the ignorami who think that the more important thing is that v'zot ha-Torah, and then during the Kriyas ha-Torah they don't pay attention. No. We want to ensure that they hear the Kriyas ha-Torah, we read it and then we show it. Because many people mistakenly think the Iker Mitzvah is to see the Ksav. The Iker Mitzvah is to listen. Now, Hamagbia Sefer Torah al Tevel Harisam Goylula Ad Shloisha Dafim Umagbia. The Magbia Sefer Torah, to show it to the people, he rolls it up to 3 pages and he lifts it up. It could be, the Magen Avraham says, the Efsher, the Davka Nakat Shlesha. It could be three, meaning up till three, not more than that. Also not less than that, but not more than that. Is it not definitely not more than that? Maybe. Says Mishmaru, V'nirali detaloi l'fi koyach ha-magbiya, shia b'yachotoi l'agbiya k'shi neglelas harbe. It's going to depend on the strength of the magbiya, meaning it would be better if he could open it up with 10 columns, you know, show the whole Sefer Devarim. But he has to, you know, he has to have worked out to be able to do that. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it depends on your physical strength. But there is an opinion of the Magen Avraham, three and no more.
For 12 Sefer Torah, sometimes you can do more than three.
It's like an accordion, you know, they... It depends on the ksav. Okay, one more Mishnah Berurah. Pnei ksiva sefer Torah kasu acharim kishamar ha-sefer Torah la'am. When you show the sefer Torah to the people who oimed b'mizrach ha-teva, and you're standing on the right side of the teva, yakif mi-mizrach ladarim, you should encircle from the mizrach to the south. K'may shekasu b'simen kuf chav ches l'inyin kaihanim ayin sham. So what does this mean? The Dirshu says that there, regarding Berchas Kayanim, he wrote that they turn to the right, like the Gemara says in Yuma, Kol Pino Sh'ata Poina, Lohei Ela Darch Yamin. Now, how do you show it to the Tzibor? In the Shas Shachuvos Mishnah Halachos, he says, from the Shulchan Aruch, it's Mashma, you don't do a complete revolution. First you turn to the right, you show to the people on your right. So if you're going to show to the people on your right, that really means you're turning to which side? I don't think it's limited to a Sfaradi Sefer. I don't think the Rabbi Nasha Klein and the Shevet Alevi are telling you how to do Hagbah on a Sfaradi Sefer Torah.
No.
They're talking about an Ashkenazi Sefer Torah.
It's going to be different.
Okay. Yeah, but if you're showing who you're giving precedence to, your own personal revolution, or you're giving precedence to the people on the right side. So the Mishnah Halacha says, the Shulchan Aruch is mashma, you don't go in a circle. You don't do a Sivuv Shalem. What do? You show the people on your right, and then you show the people on the left. However, the Shevet HaLevi says, no, it's better to follow what it says in Shuvas Be'er Sheva, that you do a complete revolution from the east to the south, meaning you go in a circle. And that was the minhag of the Chazon Ish. But when he finished, he then turned to the right and he went back. So which direction do you turn first? You pick up the Sefer Torah. It sounds like the Chazon Ish first turned to the left. You hear this? That's what the Chazon Ish first turned to his left side.
People on the right can see it.
To show it to the people on the right. You're going from the Mizrach. Now the Be'er Sheva says you're going from the Mizrach to the Daraim. That's toward the right side. But then the Chazon Ish, El Shazim HaHimshech.
Around
The Shevet Halevi says, when people walk closer to see the Sefer Torah itself, then there's no revolution is required for Hagba, because you're already mekayim the mitzvah by the people who came to see. But mikamakayim, if you turn, it's a mitzvah gemura. Okay, we'll see if there's more information about which direction to turn to first. Because the lashon that he brings down here from the Be'er Sheva is mimizrach ledaraim. Mizrach ledaraim is turning to the right side. If you're facing the Mizrach, you're turning to the Daram, is you're turning right, which would then mean you're showing the people on your left first. But then he brings from the Chazon Ish that at the end of his Hakafa, he turned to the right. If he turned to the right, that means he started off by turning to the left. I don't know, it's not clear what the Chazon Ish did. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Rabbi Yisai. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.